Today's message for Wednesday, 29th of December, 2021. The topic for today is Judge God Faithful. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised, Hebrews 11 verse 11. Human knowledge is very limited. We cannot rely on what we think, know, or feel to assess the works of God and determine His faithfulness. This is the why we must learn to judge God faithful in all things. To judge God faithful means to consider or reckon Him as reliable and trustworthy. It is to acknowledge that God will be true to His word, in spite of the situation we may find ourselves. This was what Sarah did to commit God to fulfilling His promise. She refused to judge God by feeble sense. The impossible happens when we judge God faithful. Think of Sarah who, at the advanced age of 89 became pregnant, and at 90, gave birth to a baby boy without modern medical assistance. She was an unusual nursing mother whose case defied human explanations. But her secret, as it was with all overcomers in the Bible, is that she judged God faithful. We must be willing to always judge God faithful because we cannot know what God has done, what He is doing, and how far He has gone with the issues of our lives. While Moses thought he was suffering in the wilderness of Midian, God was actually using the period to destroy those who sought his life, Exodus 4 verse 19. How terribly wrong Moses would have been to have complained against God in Midian. As the year winds to a close, it is important that you decide to judge God faithful in all things. Even though there could be many areas that are still begging for answers, the above examples teach us that we must judge God faithful to save us from the error of blaming God when in fact He is working for us. May God help us in Jesus' name. Further Bible reading. Hebrews 11 verse 1-13. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.